Well, it was one of the darkest times in the history of God's people. Through a series of very tragic events, the Babylonians had accomplished what the Israelites had once thought was impossible. They had defeated God's army. They had destroyed God's temple. And they had taken God's people into exile. After more than 20 years of oftentimes brutal treatment and constant humiliation, those who had attempted to remain truthful to God, the God who after 20 years seemed so distant and not caring, those people, they were ready to give up. Between the oppression of the Babylonians and the ridicule of the Israelites who had decided to be like the Babylonians, those who had already given up on God and had crossed over to the other side where life was much easier and the ridicule was much less, for those faithful few, it seemed as though life was getting worse and worse. What they didn't know, what they couldn't see, what was virtually impossible for them to understand, was that despite all of the evidence to the contrary, God was still there. And God had always been there with them, even in the worst of times. And then one day it happened. A prophet by the name of Ezekiel, a man who had no doubt been in that first wave of exiles that had been marched out of Jerusalem, he was going about his daily life when God came to him. And it was in a vision that God placed Ezekiel in a valley. And as Ezekiel stood there looking around, he realized that this had been the scene of a very, very long and bloody battle. For as he looked around, all he could see was dry bones. And as he stood there looking, as the wind was howling in his ears, God asked him a very pivotal question. Mortal, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Well, common sense said no. There was nothing there. There was nothing left. The only thing that remained was the painful memories of what once was. Of the time when they were a proud nation. A nation whose God had always protected them. A nation who others looked up to. And now they were nothing but dry bones. Then as Ezekiel looked, he began to think, if there was no hope for the bones, there was no hope for him, for the people and the nation that he loved. And it was then that Ezekiel began to understand that under one question was another question. It wasn't just, can these bones live? It was, can you prophesy? Can you believe? Even now. Even when it looks impossible. Can you stand there and tell the world that God will be victorious? That his people will return? Oh, mortal, can these bones live? Only if Ezekiel had enough faith to stand and proclaim the good news, even when there was no one left to listen. Ezekiel had to decide. For while God was already there, while God had always been there, the miracle of new life would only occur if he agreed to prophesy, if he agreed to proclaim the good news, then and only then would new life occur. Now, Christians, if you haven't noticed, we're living in a world filled with dry bones. Individuals, communities, and even nations are at the end of their rope. And yes, there's so many reasons for this despair. While talk of global warming continues to escalate, we have people living in Topeka who can't even afford to heat their homes in the coldest of the winter. And while the world's population goes to bed hungry at night, we live in a nation where obesity is becoming an epidemic. Our airwaves and our internets are filled with nothing but love songs. Our movie screens are big projections of what we think love should be, and yet we know that more than 50% of the marriages are going to end in divorce. And while our government imposes strict sanctions on those others who violate human rights, the reality of growing up female in this country means that by the time we are 18 years old, almost 80% of us will have suffered either physical or sexual abuse. Now, if that's not staggering, we could continue on and on and on with statistic after statistic that tells us our world is filled knee-deep with dry bones. There's drug and alcohol abuse. There's gang violence. There's so much. We not only live in a broken and hurting world, many of us are among those who are broken and hurting. And that is exactly why God needs those of us who are brave enough to stand in the valley, surrounded by death and destruction, who will stand there and proclaim the great good news of Jesus Christ. Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We need to tell the world that death and destruction and violence and anger is not going to have the last word. We need to let them know that the God of all creation will be victorious. You know, in today's gospel lesson, we find Jesus standing in front of the tomb crying because one of his best friends, Lazarus, has died. It's an emotional scene as he's standing there, and we're told that many Jews from Jerusalem have gathered around, and Mary and Martha are saying, "But Lord, if you had been here, this wouldn't happen." Now add to that the stench of a rotting body. And finally, Jesus looks out and he says, "Take this stone away." It was the only thing that was separating the living from the dead. And when he took it away, he said a prayer. And then in a loud voice, he cried, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man came out. But this story doesn't end there, does it? That's not the last thing Jesus says in this story. The last thing Jesus says is, "Unbind him and set him free." And that, my friends, is what we must tell the world. Out of the ashes of broken dreams, out of the damage that comes through the negligence of others, out of the destruction that evil sometimes rains upon us, new life will come for those who believe. Even now, even in this place, Christ will unbind us and set us free. Do you believe it? I'm asking you, do you believe it?
Yes.
All right. Then go and tell the world that the dead bones will rise again. To God be the glory. And all God's children say,
Amen.